Why do certain neighborhoods in Moscow produce more top tennis players than entire countries? How did a single Brazilian soccer field generate more World Cup stars than most professional academies? The answer challenges everything we believe about talent. After visiting talent hotbeds worldwide, from music schools in the Adirondacks to comedy clubs in Chicago, a pattern emerged that has nothing to do with genetics. These places weren't finding gifted children. They were building skill through specific, replicable techniques. What separates exceptional performers from the rest isn't some mystical gift, but rather how they practice. This discovery transforms our understanding of human potential, revealing that talent is less about what you're born with and more about what you build, circuit by circuit, mistake by mistake. Every time you struggle through a difficult passage on piano or stumble through a new language, neural circuits wrap themselves in myelin, a fatty insulation that accelerates signal transmission. Think of it like upgrading from dial-up to fiber optics in your neural pathways. The more you practice correctly, the thicker this insulation grows, transforming clumsy beginnings into fluid expertise. That uncomfortable sensation of reaching, failing, and reaching again is your brain rewiring itself. A violin student perfecting a single difficult passage for hours isn't wasting time. She's building neural superhighways that will serve her for life. This process demolishes the myth of natural talent. Studies of expert performers consistently show that practice quality, not innate ability, separates good from great. Your potential isn't predetermined by DNA, but constructed through thousands of hours of focused effort. Before building talent, you need fuel, a powerful emotional connection that creates lasting motivation. This ignition often starts with seeing someone like you achieve greatness. When South Korean golfer Si-Ri Pak won the U.S. Women's Open in 1998, young Korean girls suddenly had a role model. Within a decade, South Korea dominated women's golf with 45 LPGA players from a country previously uninterested in the sport. Their thought process was simple: I could be her. Interestingly, Spartan environments often outperform luxurious facilities. The most productive talent hotbeds feature rundown cabins and aging pools. Luxury signals relaxation. Simplicity focuses attention on essential struggle. Praise matters, but the right kind. Praising effort, you worked really hard, creates more motivation than praising talent, you're so gifted. The former builds a growth mindset where challenges become opportunities rather than threats. Counterintuitively, keep big goals secret. Studies show people who announce goals work less hard than those who stay quiet. True motivation isn't constant inspiration. It's showing up daily regardless of mood, understanding that consistent effort builds the neural pathways that create talent. Before physical practice, effective learners watch intensely, creating mental blueprints that activate mirror neurons and allow internal simulation of actions. Tennis coach Timothy Galway taught complete beginners decent forehands in 20 minutes without speaking. He simply demonstrated repeatedly while students watched, building clear mental models. The Suzuki Music Method works similarly. Students listen repeatedly before touching an instrument. To apply this, spend 15 minutes daily engraving skills through deep observation. For physical skills, imagine yourself inside the performer's body. Feel their muscle tension, breathing rhythm, precise timing. For mental skills, recreate expert decision patterns by replaying chess games or retyping passages from great writers. Younger siblings in musical families often become more talented because they observe older siblings practicing for years, developing sophisticated mental models before their first lesson. Focus on specifics: the exact angle of a golfer's elbow, the precise shape of a singer's lips during high notes, the exact timing of a comedian's pause. These detailed observations create neural foundations upon which physical practice builds, transforming passive watching into active learning. The most productive practice happens just beyond your current ability, where you make mistakes, struggle, and improve rapidly. This sweet spot sits between comfort, 80% success but minimal learning, productive frustration, 50 to 80% success with maximum learning, and survival, below 50% success where learning stalls. When 13-year-old clarinet player Clarissa hit a wrong note, she immediately stopped, analyzed the problem, and fixed it, learning more in 5 minutes than in a month of mindless repetition. That uncomfortable, almost sensation signals new neural connections forming. To stay in this zone, slow down dramatically. Meadowmount School students practice so slowly, songs become unrecognizable, revealing hidden errors. Golf legend Ben Hogan practiced so slowly, his ball moved just an inch. Another approach, shrink the space. FC Barcelona develops world-class players in tiny rooms where two compete for ball control, forcing quick decisions and precise movements. Most importantly, pay attention immediately after mistakes. Brain scans reveal a critical 0.25-second window after errors when people either examine or ignore them. Those who pay deeper attention learn significantly more. Complex skills aren't mastered whole. They're built from smaller pieces called chunks. At Meadowmount Music School, students literally cut apart musical scores, learning each section separately before recombining them. Each chunk becomes a distinct neural circuit that, once mastered, connects with others to form complex abilities. The process follows a reliable sequence. Observe the whole skill, break it into smallest elements, practice each until mastered, then slowly reconnect them. A basketball player learning a crossover dribble might watch expert videos, then isolate components, initial stance, ball transfer, weight shift, head fake, practicing each separately before combining them. This explains why small practice sessions yield significant results. A Northwestern University cello teacher helped a time-strapped medical student master a complex etude in 6 weeks through just 2 minutes daily of total focus on small chunks. The chunking principle applies equally to mental and physical skills. Writers break down arguments, comedians separate setups from punchlines, chess players isolate board positions. Developing talent is a marathon, not a sprint. Navy SEAL Team 6 rehearsed the Bin Laden raid for 3 weeks on full-scale replicas. Golfer Lo Norman hit 800 to 1,000 balls daily for decades. As Bruce Lee said, "I fear not the man who practiced 10,000 kicks once, but the man who practiced one kick 10,000 times." When you hit plateaus, shift your practice method. Speed up, slow down dramatically, or reverse the order. Plateaus signal your brain has achieved automaticity. Don't waste time breaking bad habits, build new ones instead. Our brains excel at building circuits, but struggle to dismantle them. Give new skills 8 weeks minimum. The timeframe research shows creates lasting brain changes. Cultivate grit, the blend of passion, perseverance, and self-discipline that predicts success better than traditional metrics. University of Pennsylvania research found a simple grit test outperformed West Point's complex criteria for predicting cadet completion. Think like a gardener and work like a carpenter, combining patient, non-judgmental thinking with steady, strategic work. Myelin doesn't grow when you think about practicing, only when you actually practice. Your potential isn't waiting to be discovered, it's waiting to be built, one deliberate repetition at a time.